And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of February, 2025. Today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day, but it is also Champion Crab Races Day, a day that is anything but kind to crabs. Considered a sporting event by the National Crab Racing Association, a typical crab race event requires people to enter crabs in competitions with a chance to win prize money. Competing crabs enter about 12 to 14 heat races. The winner of each race goes on to compete in the championship race. The race begins with the competing crabs under a bowl in the middle of a racing ring. Once the bowl is lifted, the race begins, and it ends when a crab crosses outside the ring. On this, quote, holiday, thousands of crabs are killed and eaten as part of the celebration. Crabs constitute a significant decomposer in the marine system. They help clean the sea. Crabs are intelligent, complex individuals who feel pain and fear, defend their lives, and should be respected rather than being removed from the sea, treated as toys, boiled alive, and consumed. Dr. Robert Elwood, a professor of animal behavior at Queen's University Belfast, who has studied crustaceans for decades, says denying that crabs feel pain because they don't have the same biology as mammals is like denying they can see because they don't have a visual cortex. Crabs not only feel pain, but also remember and actively try to avoid what caused it. They are capable of complex learning and social conformity, have 360-degree panoramic vision, and can be doting parents. There is no kind way to exploit animals for our entertainment. February 17th is also National Cabbage Day. The use of cabbage dates back to 4000 BC, with origins in Asia, specifically North China, and the Eastern Mediterranean regions of Europe. In ancient China, cabbage was sold as a magic cure for baldness. Cabbage was used in ancient Rome and Egypt as food eaten before a night of drinking to help with the next day's hangover. By the Middle Ages, it had become an integral part of European cuisine. During the 17th and 18th centuries, cabbage was a staple in many countries, including Germany, England, Ireland, and Russia, where pickled cabbage was frequently consumed. It was also employed by European sailors to prevent scurvy during long voyages at sea. The cabbage made its debut in North America in 1541 with French explorer Jacques Cartier. By the 18th century, it was commonly planted by both colonists and Native Americans. Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, kohlrabi, and kale are considered part of the cabbage family. Cabbage is a staple in European, East Asian, and Indian cuisine. The versatile cabbage brings a variety of flavors to the dinner table and can be prepared in many different ways, such as pickled, fermented for dishes such as sauerkraut and kimchi, sautéed, stewed, eaten raw. A very good source of fiber and vitamins, cabbage helps lower cholesterol levels and reduce inflammation. Because cabbage is rich in fiber, it improves digestion and keeps the heart healthy as well. Cabbage is also extremely affordable. How do you like to eat cabbage? And here's a poem for today, The Cabbage by Madison Julius Cawine. Here's a tale for anyone who wishes. There grew a cabbage once among the flowers, a plain, broad cabbage, a good wench, whose hours were kitchen busy with plebeian dishes. The rose and lily, toilless without model. Patricians born despised her. How unpleasant, they cried. What odor! Worse than any peasant who soils God's air. Give us our smelling bottle. There came a gentleman who owned the garden, looking about him at both flower and edible, admiring here and there, a simple sinner who sought some bud to be his heart's sweet warden. But past the flowers and took, it seems incredible, that cabbage. But a man must have his dinner. The Cabbage by Madison Julius Kawine. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to leave crabs alone and eat cabbage.